Boy, you talk about being at the right place at the right time. The new Texas A&M athletics director has found himself enjoying a load of winning in just his first 6 weeks on the job. Yeah, first-year A&M president Michael Young made a quick hire of Scott Woodward back in January because he knew Scott Woodward well. He was President Young's AD at Washington, and Scott Woodward has SEC roots, an alum and former associate AD at LSU. So far, Scott Woodward has enjoyed some great athletic success from the program he now leads. Think about it, two basketball teams in the NCAA tournament, with the men's team advancing to the Sweet 16 and the talk of the college basketball world last weekend with that miracle comeback over Northern Iowa. A baseball team ranked in the top five, a softball team on fire, track and field, national power still. I suggested to him that, wow, he must be a pretty good AD.
I'd rather be lucky than good. You know that every time. Timing and luck's everything in life.
You talked to Scott Woodward, and it sounds like it was kind of a no-brainer that he would make this decision and bring his family back to where they have family.
You can tell by my accent the personal part of this is that, you know, I'm closer to my parents who are getting up in age and siblings, and this is where I'm familiar with, and I'm very comfortable here, and I'm honored and blessed that I've had this opportunity.
Now, I spoke to Scott Woodward on Monday before the Aggies women's basketball team took on Florida State in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Yeah, before the loss that ended the Aggie season. But then, as he would say now, certainly, kudos to women's athletics at A&M and Coach Gary Blair.
Obviously a very, very elite program, thanks to Coach Blair. He's raised it to a very high level, and obviously with the culmination in a national championship, and here we are, in the second round of the tournament, and it's really a testament to what he's done and what he's brought to this Aggies women's program, and my hat's off to him, and I've admired him from afar because, you know, probably a lot of people don't know this, but insiders do, that a protege of his was my coach at the University of Washington, Mike Nabors, and he's currently in the tournament, and so it's one of those things that's nice to see.
Yeah, a couple of Gary Blair's former assistants have their teams in the women's Sweet 16. Nabors at Washington, Vic Schaefer at Mississippi State. Now, full disclosure here, I recorded this before last night's Sweet 16 game between A&M and Oklahoma in the men's tournament. But regardless of that outcome, it's a little bit mind-blowing to hear people talk about A&M on the national basketball stage. People that have been around a while know that that's just thrilling. And under a great coach and a great person, Billy Kennedy, well, his new 5-year contract shows that he's got a lot of support.
That was part of my calling here, and what President Young asked me to do is that, hey, he said, Scott, I want to be great in everything we do here. And we talked about it. There was a great quote by a colleague of his that says, hey, we want to be great in physics and football. And I told him we want to be great across the board what we do here. But as we well know, and I've made it clear, is that there's an importance to our revenue-generating sports. And football is important, and it is king. But basketball has a very important role to play here, not only for the good of the program, but for the revenue side, because it's a lot. It's a good piece of our revenue, not as much as football, obviously, but it's very important.
And welcome to Aggieland, Scott and Nanette Woodward. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.